Cuando compras en la venta del 4 de julio de JCPenney y usas el cupón de 25% extra, no solo ahorras 25% extra en tus favoritos para el fin de semana, te estás ganando el título de Master Griller de por vida con 25% extra. La prueba está en el recibo. Sí, es JCPenney. Cupón válido hasta el 6 de julio en selección de estilos. Aplican algunas exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Neil, thanks for joining us. Lots to talk about. You feel that you were stronger in the first half today and then the second half, and if so, what was the difference?
We were stronger in the first half. We made some good openings that we should have took. I thought second half we didn't do a great deal. Potsy has a great effort from 18 yards out. He makes a great save. Sick of saying it, Dante should score 6 yards out. The game's won. I've just been in there and said the same things, and if you don't want to be a forward missing chances, change position.
Was it not going first time, basically? You wanted to touch,
you can't, as a manager, you can't stand there and just keep saying we're missing chances. I don't care if you get one chance in a game, you've got to be ruthless and put it away. They had one set piece and they've undone us. You know, apart from that, Dan makes two saves in the first half. He's got a boring draw written all over it, but if we don't take chances, then this is what happens. And this is nothing to do with Regan going. I'll just say that now, because Regan misses chances as well. This is elementary, basic, 6 yards out, you've got to score.
And a cheap goal, did you think? Not tight enough on Johnston at the far post?
Misses the header. Chaz misses the header. It then comes between Curtis and Halsey. The distances are too big, we've just said that in there. And he gets it at the back stick, and it's a poor goal. We don't concede goals like that. And then you're up against it with no... Well, we have got a nine, so that's unfair on Josiah. We have got a nine. We had Donners, who was kind of running out of steam. I don't think we got close enough to the top lot. I think we just lacked a bit of energy and charisma second half. And like I've just said in there, James, it's going to be a 48-hour busy period now because we've got to bring reinforcements in.
So, and Dyer, that was a real kind of huge learning curve for two big, experienced defenders who were, in our view, the arms were going roundy. And is that just part of football? But did he need help from the referee, or does he, as a centre forward, just need to learn his trade
just
by having to fight?
It's got
back
to learn. You want your centre forward to be big.
Does he need to use the referee and sort of draw attention to the fact that Josiah didn't seem to be doing that.
I thought he tried. I think when you get more experienced, you know, if you look at Regan, which we said Regan wouldn't get into that battle, he'd drop into pockets and then buy a foul, where Josiah was getting into battles with him, and they're two experienced burly centre-halves who like to be throwing people around, and you've got to credit him, and Josiah's naivety, especially second half, just got him into a... They loved it. That's what centre-halves do. And they did well against him.
As you said, part of it was a delightful shot. It was fine margins, that really was, inside of the upright.
It was in, wasn't it? It was a great save. It was in. We asked the centre midfielders to shoot more at half time, and you can't knock him. He did. I thought both of them had a good game today, Griff and Botsy.
We were impressed with Guy Hall when he came on. Both ends of the pitch, he retrieved. There was a terrible misunderstanding, and he came back and retrieved the situation. But also, raiding down the left flank, were you happy?
Brilliant. Brilliant. 19-year-old, he's the future, isn't he? You know, no disrespect to Doddy, he's 29, 30, guy's learning. You know, it's very likely that guy will play Tuesday night now because Doddy's coming back. It's, you know, we've got to utilise that squad, and I'm all right throwing Guy in. We know where we are. We've got to find our bargain basements, and we're still trying to find them. We're going to try and find another couple before Tuesday.
Penalty shout near the end?
Definitely. Two penalties. Definitely one. Definitely one. But I feel like I say the same things every week, you know. It's disappointing, but you know we shouldn't be reliant on decisions. But not when you're creating chances the way we created them. And the one in the second half, people could say you only made one. I don't care if we made one or 101. We made one, and it's got to go in the back of the net. And then it's 1-0 to us.
So that's the theme: is lots of great creativity, particularly in the first half, some real ingenuity. But do you think you've got the most of the squad to actually convert that creativity into a goal, or is that something you've got to weigh up in the next 48 hours?
You miss Gribbin, you miss Regan, you miss that that cleverness, that creativity, that little pass that can unlock things. Of course, you're going to miss it. I'd say that, you know, without saying it, well, yeah, I will say two of the best players in the team, you know, have both gone in a week. It's hard to replace, but we have got conversations happening with a league club for a loan signing and for a centre forward for a permanent signing, and we know that we need that. You know, it's unfair to say to Josiah at 17, 18, go and lead the line. But that's we just didn't have enough time before today. Obviously, Regan going and then signing Friday morning. We tried everything yesterday, everything. Brian and myself were on the phone 24/7. My phone must have rang 200 times yesterday. We just couldn't get anything done. Finances play a part in it. Timing plays a part in it. Paperwork to you know, the FA plays a part in it. So, listen, we're not gonna dwell on it. I've just looked at the results again, and I'm massively shocked. Some of the results have
still 3 points. Still,
you just can't call it. You can't call it. Guys, they've gone to Mars today and won 4-2, and I can't wait to get back to Broadhurst Park. And we want to bounce back. You know, we know that we haven't been affected too much by the results today, and you know, this isn't a setback. It's just a little blip, and we've got to get back on the bandwagon now and go again.